You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has admitted that the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant was going to cause considerable pressure on the NHS in coming weeks. The highly transmissible Omicron variant has caused Britain's daily new caseload to soar over Christmas and the New Year, with nearly 140,000 infections and 73 deaths reported for England and Wales only just on Sunday. Hospital bosses have been told to make plans to cope with a super surge in cases. That could include setting up field hospitals in the car parks of existing hospitals, partly staffed by army medical personnel. Mr. Johnson says the public could help by following the government's Plan B, announced late last year, and getting a booster coronavirus vaccination.
I appreciate the pressures that our hospitals are under. I think it's vital that we make sure that we help them by trying to contain the pandemic in the ways that I've set out. So do all the things that I've said, make sure we follow Plan B, get boosted, but also help the NHS with their staffing requirements, and we're looking at what we can do to move people into those areas that are particularly badly affected.
Plan B includes mandatory face coverings in most public indoor venues, the use of COVID passes in certain settings, and asking people to work from home if they can. In the United States, a pharmacy in Milwaukee has opened a 24-hour COVID-19 testing site to keep up with skyrocketing demand. With the start of the new year, Hyatt Pharmacy started offering testing around the clock. Company president Tamir Colotti said they had 500 cars from midnight to 6 a.m. on the first night, and that was in the middle of a snowstorm.
The testing last night went very well. We had a steady stream of cars all night long. The virus has been hitting our community hard, and we're doing whatever we can to combat that pandemic.
Staying in the U.S., New York City school children have returned to the classroom despite a surge in COVID-19 infections over the holiday break. Newly sworn in Mayor Eric Adams insists they're going to keep their schools open and encouraged parents concerned about their child's safety to allow them back in the classroom.
In the school, less than 1% of children are infected. At home, over 15%. So I say to that parent, bring your child to school.
New COVID-19 cases have more than doubled in the city over the school break. The Netherlands, which have been under a strict COVID-19 lockdown for the past 2 weeks, will reopen primary and secondary schools on January the 10th, despite coronavirus infections remaining high. The government stressed that hospital admissions were down considerably since the country went into a lockdown in December, which included schools closing a week earlier than planned for winter holidays. French Health Minister Olivier Véran kicked off debates at the National Assembly over a draft bill aimed at replacing France's health pass with a vaccine pass. If passed, the new law would make it mandatory for people over 12 to present a valid vaccination certificate to enter leisure venues such as restaurants and bars. France has vaccinated 77% of its population, but more than 4 million adults remain unvaccinated, including more than 1 million people over the age of 65. Olivier Véran says anti-vaxxers have a lot to answer for.
They brandish higher principles. They say they fight for freedom, but their fight is petty and knows nothing of the elementary principles that govern how we live together as a society, including in these difficult times. The time has come to call a spade and make it clear that these speeches about our so-called freedoms are fueled by selfishness and isolation.
In Germany, the Berlin nightclub scene has begun to support the vaccination campaign in the German capital by offering vaccinations on site. People can get vaccinated at the club Sage Beach, with three other clubs also joining the campaign in the course of the week, offering more than 4,000 vaccinations. Lutz Leixenring, the spokesman for the Club Commission, the Association of Berlin Nightclubs, says the pandemic has been difficult, but they hope by offering vaccinations to club patrons, they can keep Berlin's famous nightlife going.
Yes, it is quite grueling, because of course we all hoped that if you have such a high vaccination rate as we have in the club scene, that you can then also carry out safe events, and that is unfortunately not the case. Official policy surprises us again and again with announcements which we would not have expected. So, our wish was of course to be able to continue to hold cultural events, even during high incidence rates.
Israel has started to administer a fourth COVID-19 vaccine dose to people over the age of 60 and medical staff, as it hopes to ward off the Omicron variant. Anyone from the eligible groups who received their third shot more than 4 months ago has been invited to come forward. Israel was among the first countries to roll out Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine more than a year ago and began rolling out boosters mid-year. Dr. Aidan Milicha, who is a hospital doctor, says he had no hesitation in taking up the offer of the fourth vaccination.
I came here, first of all, because I had the opportunity to get the fourth vaccination. And I came here because I want to protect my patients, I want to protect my family, my wife, my kids. And I think that each one of us who will get the vaccination, the COVID-19 will go away in 2022 as soon as possible.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.